Have you ever been wronged? Have there been times when you haven't gotten everything you deserved? Have you spent your time and energy on what should have been, or have you focused on what can be? Even when truth and justice are on your side, you may never be able to right your wrongs. A major diversion from hiding your goat is when you allow destructive emotions regarding people to consume your energy and make you negative. As you look backward, trying to right your wrongs, have you become resentful, angry, hateful, and bitter? Instead of worrying about someone making it right, refocus yourself so you can move forward. Every mistake, broken promise, and slip-up can develop a paralyzing grip. Stop wasting priceless hours envisioning revenge toward an uncaring person. Resentment is about another person who seldom give thought to their offense. Remove all the resentment, jealousies, unforgiving feelings, and self-centeredness, and just let go. It is imperative that we gate our goats to ensure they never stray beyond the boundaries of where someone or something can get them. While closing the gate may seem simple, it is a process that involves several components to ensure no one from the outside can get in, and what is on the inside cannot be lost or taken. A principal reason we need to hide our goat is because of the different people who calculatingly and unintentionally hunt our goat. This list of people can include family members, co-workers, bosses, subordinates, neighbors, acquaintances, children, and utter strangers we encounter on a daily basis. We open the gate for our goat to get out when we focus too much energy on what other people think, how they act, and what they say. If you grant people permission to hurt you, they will. They can't hurt you unless you let them. If you care about what people think, you will always be their prisoner. If you are bothered by their actions, you will always be uptight. You can't change people. Accept reality. Have you ever encountered a person whose personality seems to poison whatever water they're swimming in? No matter what the situation, these folks can make it that much worse, more emotionally fraught, and more painful to endure. They're called toxic, and with good reason. You can point out to one of these folks that they're poison, but don't expect them to believe you. Whether it's some underlying personality disorder or some other factor that makes them the negativity magnet they are, it hardly matters. What does matter is how you deal with them, and if you must. The big thing is to preserve your own sanity. Impossible people are out there. You can't fix them, and you can't always avoid them. If you feel as though the person you're dealing with is toxic, you're probably right. Don't waste your energy trying to make him or her see the light. It won't work and will likely just antagonize him or her further. Sometimes, most often in fact, the only wise course with these people is to stop arguing and step back. You'll never bring them around, and continually running into a brick wall is liable to give you a headache without altering the wall one bit.